Gang, are you in a band in Austin? You're looking to make the leap from the band of schmoes to the band of pros? Well, you can do that by rehearsing at Space. Space is a state-of-the-art affordable venue for rehearsal and recording located just a few short miles south of downtown Austin. They've got 31 spacious rooms, plenty of parking, fantastic PAs, and a very helpful staff. Call them at 512-448-9518 or go to spaceatx.com and take the talent train from Schmoesville to Pro Town with Space Rehearsal and Recording. Let's get down.
You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Right, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to episode 801. Wow. I'm still in a little shock that we're actually here. I want to start off the show by thanking everyone that came out to episode 800 at Cosmic Coffee on Sunday. That was great. It was a fantastic show. I want to thank the guests that were on the show. AC Monaro from Go Fever, Ray Prim, Lori Gallardo from KUTX, and stepping in at the last minute for Alicia Lani, we had Noel Hampton from The Bell Sounds. Go back and listen to it if you haven't had a chance to listen to it. It's great. I want to thank Josh and Travis for running sound and recording it. They did a great job recording it. I want to thank Cosmic for being so helpful. They were very easy to work with. I like doing shows there. So, and I want to thank everyone that came out. It was great. I can't believe we're already at 801. So when I went out and did that episode 800, I had been moving since 5 in the morning. That was my last moving day. And I was moving into this trailer that I've been talking about on the show. My friend Jason and his wife Penny Jo have a trailer in their backyard, an Airstream. They host musicians. They're allowed to come stay here. Jason offered the place to me a couple months ago when I was telling him I had to move out of my place for a couple weeks. And he was nice enough to let me move my studio in here. And let's see, I moved in here on Sunday. And then I went and did the podcast, and then Monday I got up and had to finish out all the stuff that I had to do at my place. Then I put together my studio on Monday after that, and I was pretty burnt out because I'd been moving for like, you know, 3 days straight, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And so I put the studio together, which took a couple of hours, put together episode 800, and then went to sleep for the night. But I did spend Tuesday making jams in here. Spent Wednesday. I had got back to work with Skyrocket. We've been off for 2 weeks. Great to get back, get in there and rehearse with the guys. Real quick aside, if you're listening to this show the day that it comes out, Friday, May 10th, we will be playing at Mercer Street Dance Hall in Dripping Springs tonight. We start at 8:30, play till 11:30. Come on out. It's a great time. Mercer Street Dance Hall is fantastic. If you're out there in the Hill Country, come on out there and do it. So anyway, I moved into this place. On Tuesday night, there was a massive storm. So I endured my first massive storm with hail and shit in the trailer. It was pretty loud and insane, but I watched a movie real loud to cover up the sound. But I can't tell you how great this trailer is. The bed is extremely comfortable. I sleep better there than I've slept in my own bed. I've had great night sleeps there. Jason and Penny have been incredibly, Penny Jo, have been incredibly gracious hosts. They have made me dinner. We have hung out a lot. Jason repairs guitars. I know you hear me talk about him on here, the J. Scott Luthery. You got to check it out. Get in there. J. Scott Luthery on Facebook. If you need to get your guitar, acoustic, electric, or bass worked on, Jason's the guy for you. He's the best. He's the fastest and got the best prices. Jason Swedberg. J. Scott Luthery on Facebook. Go there and hook it up. Anyway, they've been gracious hosts. I've really enjoyed staying in the trailer. I've had a great time. And looking forward to making more music. Maybe I'll have some new music for you guys to hear soon. I've worked on some songs, and I've been playing with that Volca Beats drum machine that I got. I really enjoyed that. Fantastic. I want to thank Jason Garcia and Sarah Hauser for recommending that. They didn't recommend it to me. I just saw them recommend it on Facebook, so I went and bought one. All right. So, episode 801. I have a very, very, very special show for you. My dear old friend. From Pariah, the Meat Puppets, and the Gibby Haynes thing that he did in the 90s and 2000s. My friend Shandon Somm has moved from Austin to Amsterdam, and he's loving it there. He moved there last year. I guess he's a citizen of there now. He signed up for however that works. He did it, and he's living there. So I've known Shandon since I think like 1990, when I was in a band called Panjandrum, and he was in Pariah, and then I moved here shortly after that in 1991. And when I had Mr. Rocket Baby, then we used to hang out with the Pariah guys all the time: Kyle, Sims, Dave, Jared, and of course Shandon. Yeah, so then later on in the 90s, Shandon was in a band called Sunshine, and I was asked to join that band on guitar. And so like in 97, I played for a few months in his band, and through that, I got to know his dad, Doug Somm, the legendary Doug Somm from the Sir Douglas Quintet, from the Texas Tornadoes. He was a great man, and he was a great musician, great songwriter, just a legend. If you're not hip to the Doug Somm thing, which I figure you might be, but maybe you weren't, you should check it out. There's a great documentary available on Amazon called Genuine Cosmic Groove. It's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, Shandon Somm moved to Amsterdam for a new way of life. And after 13 years in the Meat Puppets, after all of his time touring America, he wanted to find a place that was more friendly to his lifestyle, and he found that to be Amsterdam. And when he moved to Amsterdam, he's been working on music. He's a drummer normally, right? That's what we know him as, but he's also a front man, a songwriter, a guitar player, and he's been playing out and doing stuff around Amsterdam, around the Netherlands, and he has made an album that's a tribute record to his dad called Somm Covers Somm. It's an EP that came out in February on Friendly Folk Records, and you can find it wherever you find the music. It has all the great tunes, has, of course, Goodbye San Francisco, Hello Amsterdam by the great Doug Somm. And so Shandon and I got together and talked over, not Skype, but we did it over Facebook Messenger, which was a little weird. I had to go back and kind of take out the parts where, you know, there's like a lag in the conversation. You don't know who's talking. And then there's like a pause for like a minute and you're like, what? Anyway, I took out like 25 of those. But Shandon and I have a great conversation. I love that dude. I always have. His energy, he inherited the energy of his dad. And he's out there like, he's out there just kicking ass and making music and living life in the best way he possibly can, you know? So enjoy my conversation over Facebook Messenger with my dear old friend, the amazingly talented and always entertaining Shandon Somm. Let's get down.
We packed all rusted guitar cases. Kiss the kids and make the airport on the run. Even after 4 or 5 years of steady rocking, well, it's goodbye San Francisco, hello Amsterdam. We cut this record.
Dude, it's great
good
to see
you too.
Yeah, man.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 2011.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Did you move to Amsterdam last year?
Yeah. I sold my house in 2017. Uh-huh. And took about 3 months to get everything together. And but met all the right people. You know, it's just like, dad definitely greased the wheels by playing here for decades. But at the same time, when I... there's a lot of stuff that would freak you out as far as the stars lining up, because the first call I made, once I knew what I wanted to do and I knew my house would sell, I made two emails to immigration lawyers, right? And only one guy wrote me back, only one guy out of the two immigration guys. And what did this guy say, Johnny? I crap you not.
Yeah, you can say shit.
Okay. He said, my first thing was, I'm thinking of selling my house. Here's my plan. I would like to know my steps for living in the Netherlands. Okay. That's what I wrote. He writes back. Is Doug Somm your dad? Is you related? He goes, I think you also play in the Meat Puppets, don't you? Or used to whatever. And I go, wow, you just freaked me out. How do you know? My second email. He writes back, I am an immigration lawyer, but I am a huge music fan, and I play bass on the side for fun. And that just, bing, light, I mean, just, you know,
yeah,
that, and then everything else of the people that, that fell together. So that was really, okay, so just to bring you up, actually, you know what, I got to go back. That was, this was a little bit of years in the making. I've always, I think I asked him in 2016, because the reason why is I went over, the Meat Puppets did a tour in UK. I did that, and then I always, every time I go to Europe, I always go to Amsterdam a couple of days before everybody goes home.
Right.
Right? And yeah. I go to Amsterdam and hang before I have to go back home.
Right.
I already had this in mind. We went and did some shows. He said, here's what you need. You know, I never knew what an apostille was. Do you know what an apostille is?
No.
It's a form that, that you have to put to your birth certificate that basically says this is correct. This information is who this guy is. Some kind of, when it's international, not to move anyone, but international.
Right, right.
You have to have an apostille. So I had, he told me, man, he walked me through the steps. I mean, he said, get your updated birth certificate. So I had to call the county. You know.
Right.
So when I got there, I told him, hey, I'm going to be coming. I gave him those papers and stuff. He walked me through it. He told me all the steps. Okay. But he didn't charge me. It was 45 minutes in this nice office.
Yeah, yeah.
He kept saying, man, I'm really honored to have, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm just as honored. He like, it was so mutual. And I went to kind of pay him. He's like, dude, what are you doing? You don't have to pay me. I'm like, I just said, we sat here. He goes, all good. So, okay. So I've started to sell my house. I got all the information and I did it. I applied it all, gave it to him and sent it to him. Then I went out the last shows I did with Meat Puppets, my last two shows. We're opening for X, and we did two or three shows with X in California, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we did that. I was already in the midst of working on my house, because that happened for about, like, you know, it took about 4 months to flip that sucker, right? And just to flip it, but it only took about 20 days to sell. So I told myself, you know, and I recommend this to anyone, any musicians, if you get a little bit of money and you want to just check out a whole different scene, because that's kind of, I'm doing a little bit what Dad did. It's just that, you know, I mean, you've been, and where we live is a very special place, and we are kind of spoiled by how good everything is there as far as, you know, the music, and all our friends are such
right,
great
right.
musicians. There's a lot of great, you know, what's funny, Johnny, is I'm meeting the Charlie Sextons, and actually, there's a guy that reminds me of you. I already told you about him. His name is Max Messer.
Yeah.
He is a killer pop dude who he seems just like Davy Jones.
Oh, wow.
But man, his whole band, they look like the Beatles a little bit. They all have this uniform look, and they're real nice guys. And they just, and I'm just like, wow. So I actually go and see them. That's one of their, they're from UK, but they moved here. So, but yeah, it's so retro in a cool way. And so, yeah, I've been meeting like the Charlie Sextons and things. Like, there's this guy that's playing with me tonight. When you get off with me, check out this band. You've never probably heard of them, called T-Set. And it's T-E-E, almost like, I guess, golfing
team. Uh-huh.
The bass player guy, they did it. He goes, I haven't been to America, Shandon, since we toured in the 60s or so. They were the biggest, besides Golden Earring, uh-huh. They were biggest Holland band.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and he showed me pictures of their U.S. tour, and behind him it said, they're stars in their home, you know, country of Holland, T-Set, you know, like a little poster behind them, like when they were on their American tour.
Yeah.
So that guy's been everywhere. So I'm meeting the Hollands, like in Austin, the guys that make Holland cool.
Right,
and
right.
That have built Holland and done stuff. So it's very nice. It's really cool because they know a lot about the reason why I suggest either coming here or coming to Europe is because they love Texas music.
Yes.
There's not a great music scene. There's not a great music scene as far as a lot of like killer bands or just,
yeah.
There's just, I noticed when I came here that there's, well, it's denser, right? So it's just more old school, man. If there's five people there and they really, truly like you, they will follow and they will, it just builds. And I think it's just a little bit more about the music a little bit. And in America, maybe it's our attention span, but with the meat puppets or what I play, I just definitely tell that whoever's there, and if you do a decent job, or you know what, they don't care how old you are. They don't care what you look like. They just follow you if you're good.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any pressures of, oh, if you're at this age, you can't do this.
And, right, right.
You know, we've all heard it. Well, you know, yeah. It's a clean slate, John. And it opened doors. So, you know, I get here, I start relaxing. I'm kind of healing almost. Healing from the aggression of America. Healing, there was something about it that was getting on my fucking nerves. And I don't know why. I kind of know now that I've been here yet. But it was almost like inside. Like, you know, you can't predict the future. So it was almost like inside, my cat's coming. Inside, no. I couldn't quite call why this yearning was inside. A lot of my friends, when I would, you know, I've talked about Amsterdam for years, and they all kind of were cool, but they were at the same time like, well, why aren't you happy with what you have here still? You know?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, no, you don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy and lucky, you know. But now that I'm here,
yeah,
I see all, I hear, I know what the yearning was inside, and I know what it was I was after. I just couldn't predict the future. Now, all those friends that are like that, now they do, are like, dude, I'm going to come visit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did it. Wow.
Yeah.
It's so, follow your dreams. I guess my last point to all what we're talking about, we can go on to other stuff, is
yeah.
If you have a little bit of money, you know, I'm 49, and I'm still in good health, you know, so enjoy and live your dream while you can. Because, you know, when I sold my house, I was like, who knows when I'll get another little chunk of money to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could either. I had friends in Austin go, why don't you get outskirts of Austin, Leander, or what is it? Whatever those places are, and get a house. And I go, I didn't want more property taxes. I didn't want more of that. I was done with it. I did that for 15 years, man.
So goodbye, Austin. Goodbye, Austin, Texas. Hello, Amsterdam.
Boy, and again, it's a little bit of the dad thing, just wanting to find a different, completely different audience. That's
right,
all.
I just
wanted a clean slate as far as being new. And that first time when someone sees you, when you see something that is brand new.
Right, right.
That's all.
Yeah, when someone here comes and sees you, you're wearing a Pariah shirt right now. And I think that's when I met you.
Uh-huh.
You were, I mean, we were kids.
Yeah.
Running around. And
oh, totally.
Are you, so you're, oh, yeah. you're not playing with the meat puppets right now anymore?
No.
Okay.
So what had happened with that is, basically just to, let's see. So I came over here and I was going to continue to do the puppets. But I got over here, Johnny, and I went, I don't want to go back. Why do I? We were supposed to play Memphis and shit. Like some of these, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all great, but you know what I mean. The less open-minded places, I guess. Didn't mean it. Anybody living in Memphis, I love you. But that kind of thing. And I said, and I got here, and I'm in Amsterdam, and I'm like, you know, it is the most Doug-approved, grooviest place ever. Keep me on that subject real quick, because I'm not getting off. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
One of the things that I learned is, you know, when you're a tourist and you come over here, because you've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I think you came here with Danny, didn't you?
Yeah, I went there with Danny Crooks, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that rumor's true.
Yeah, that rumor is true.
That's not gossip.
No, it's not gossip. Real stuff.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. We were there for a whole week.
Did you like it? Oh, my friend. So I've come 20 times before I moved here.
Wow.
I would come here for a minimum of 2 weeks. One time I came, ready for this? It was a drug. It was a freaking drug. Four times in 2010, I came here four times in 1 year.
Wow.
On vacation. Just vacation.
Yeah.
Just vacation. So keeping me on that. The last thing I wanted to add. So when you're a tourist, you come here, right? And when you come here, you know how free it feels and just how like the world's your oyster, right? Well, I thought. Two things I thought, Johnny, and it proved something to me. Is it just a tourist thing, and you just go and you enjoy this place, and then you go back home, and then you go back to your routine, right? When you live here, it's even better. You've got everything that you have for that week, right?
Yeah. all the time.
Till you leave.
Yeah.
I've been having, it's incredible. It's, I can't, words can't describe, Johnny. I mean, life is the best it's ever been right now. Like, and then the other thing, the thing of, well, is U.S., you know, what's the U.S. freedom compared to other places? You know, it teaches you a lot, Johnny. One last thing I'll say about Europe and Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. I don't know of one place that you can party.
Right.
And learn.
Yeah.
You learn as you party and do your thing. You go, well, what's the ratio of the euro to the dollar? Well, what does, Utagang mean?
Yeah.
You learn as you're having a freaking ball.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what I love. So you learn. You're not just partying. If you're at the coast,
yeah.
Right? You're at the coast going, party.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that kind of party. There is some, but yeah. You're learning right along with it.
That's so awesome.
Anyways,
Meat
if you
puppets.
Can keep me on black. Okay, Meat Puppets. Thank you, my friend. Okay, what we're doing here. Meat Puppets. So I got here, and I just went. I ain't going. Didn't want to go back. Plain and simple. I still am at all. I didn't want to go back. Last place I wanted to go. A few years after I got my house, I got my planets aligned. You know, the back of the Chronicle. It's astrology. Oh boy, this will freak you out, my friend. Oh my God, hold on. She kept telling me there's a move in your life. There was a significant move, and I didn't understand it at the time. Why? Because I just bought my house.
Right, right.
So
right.
She's telling me she saw 13 years in the future. That's what I have to look at. She goes, no, there's a significant change. There's a move I see in your charts. I can't tell you what it is. I can't. Blah, blah, blah. I go, lady, I don't know what you're talking about because I just bought a house. I ain't going anywhere. That was where I was at that point.
Yeah.
Well, she couldn't say, no, Shandon, in 16 years or 13 years, you'll be there.
Right.
But now, John, you see all this stuff coming back? It's just like, oh, shit. Okay. So it all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
It would freak you out when I tell you that what we would do. Two other things. My Marcel, he's the immigration guy. He would basically, Johnny, he'd be like, Shandon, be here at 10:30 in front of this office, of, you know, and I'd be there, and he'd be there with his briefcase, you know, like my client, right? And he would take the number and say, here's what we're doing. You're going to take a picture. You're going to do a thumb back. And the cool thing about it was just the way and the genuine help he did have for musicians. He's a musician. Like, if anybody does want to try to immigrate to Holland, I would tell you, he's that guy. All they care about, Johnny, is the way it should be even in America. Are you a criminal? Are you not? Do you have a criminal record? I have never been arrested. Knock on whatever. And I have a great record. Oh, that's one of the things you had to do. You had to go to the DPS too, besides getting your license, your certificate.
Right.
Yeah, you had to get fingerprinted and any tattoos, anything you have. It's all like tattoo on left arm. Da, 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 da. Like, it almost makes you feel like a criminal doing it because it's a check. It's a fucking check. And it's, you know, got the puff seal on the front.
Right.
But yes, that was required. So I gave Marcel that and the other information. So the Meat Puppets, I got here. And I was just like, yeah, I don't want to leave, man. This is too cool. And so isn't it kind of ironic that the last time the Meat Puppets played Amsterdam was 2011, 2012. And they're coming.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing Holland. They're doing Arnhem. They're playing Arnhem, Spain, Amsterdam. But you know what's funny? You're going to love this. I live across the street from the Van Gogh. Do you know about Museum Plein area where the Rijks is?
Yeah.
I live, dude, Johnny, I live across the street.
Wow. From the Van Gogh Museum?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every day. And Paradiso, the old one where Nirvana played.
Yeah,
That is 8 blocks away. I could walk to it. Milky Way, 10 blocks away. Everything from my apartment to Central Station is in with a 2.5-mile radius. My grocery store across the street. It's incredible. I don't need – my bike rules here. Your bike rules, you know.
Like, that's awesome.
So badass. If it takes 20 minutes to walk, right, to somewhere – takes 8 minutes on your bike. You know, it's so much better.
Yeah, that is amazing.
And there's bike rage here a little bit. Just like in a second cars. You have people on the phones and people, hey. And you're going, dude, come on, man. I could just stop and pull over for you. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, man.
Bike rage. Can you believe that in Holland? Oh, Do you want to hear my new? Go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Go.
No, what no, go. You.
Oh,
first.
I just want to tell you my slogan. My slogan is, what do you have to be angry about? You're in Amsterdam. I think I want to go to the board. What do you have to be angry about? You're in Amsterdam.
Yeah, what's the
problem,
buddy?
It says a lot, but you can do that with Hawaii or anybody. Yeah. What do you have to be angry about? You're in Hawaii. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you saying?
Well, I was going to say, talk to me about Psalm Cover Psalm. It's a fantastic EP, man. And it was put out by Friendly Folk Records. That's the label that. And are they going to put out your stuff as well?
Yeah, that's my manager, Kathy Keller. You know, that's the whole thing, man. The doors just opened. It started with her. And well, actually, my tax guy turned me on to her because the guy does my taxes here. I actually said to him, do you know a publicist or anybody that, because, you know, I got a little bit of a name. I can do a little bit of stuff on my own, but I wanted some more help. So I ran into her and she looked at my, you know, my Wikipedia and everything. She's like, me, Puppets, Gibby. And then she's like, you've done a lot of things. You're actually an established artist, which we know these things, but
right,
we don't
right.
talk. We don't live in art. I don't live in a fantasy world.
Right.
So I was like, yes, of course. And she goes, do you have, just plain and simple, do you have anybody to help you? I go, no. And that was it. I mean, it was like, and one last thing with that, I told her, you don't own anything. You don't own me. If I get a better manager, I can go, you understand that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It was just a little paragraph and it was, You do this because you love it, right? That's the question I'm asking. I only actually have to ask because it's so apparent. They do it because they love it.
That's awesome.
It's not just for money. Yes, we want to be successful. Oh, I hope that people can get a little bit of something from things. But, you know, in the end, it's about doing what you love. And because you love, do it first. Because you have to do that first before you see. Well, she helped kind of put the plan together. You know, she had Abroad, which was in Breda, Abroad Studio. Great guys, Yanni and Brahm, and they're really good. One guy's a drummer, so he helped with the drum sound. And so I got a little deal kind of with them and stuff. And we just packed it. So she told me, let's put out a Psalm Cover Psalm. I said, cool, because I've got stuff I wanted to do. And then let's put out an EP of originals later in the year. So that's what I'm going to do. This is just a little beginning. Hi, here I am.
Right.
And then I'm going to, because, you know, we all know, it's about what you can deliver in the end. I mean, it doesn't matter if I did the perfect, you know, presentation of whatever.
Right.
You know, and that's the other thing that I want to tell you is on capturing this vibe. I did let a couple of small, and this is just us, we're talking as musicians. I didn't want to Pro Tool vocals to death. Everything's up, right? I let a couple of things go, and I'm sure you might hear a few things. So, but did the Psalm vibe come over?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what I wanted in it. I didn't concentrate so much on being so anal about every little thing because there was a few things that I would question with the other guys. And they kind of said, they kind of convinced me after hearing it a few times, well, no, that's more than it is a flat or sharp. It's kind of a personality in your voice or something,
yeah.
right? So I would be like, okay, I see that. Okay, so I was relaxed on that. I wasn't so, oh, it's got to be perfect, you know.
Right.
So I did just capture the Psalm. Oh, shit. I dropped you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I dropped you. Because, you know, I tell in that article, you know, whether your dad was John Lennon or Freddie Mercury, you can't compete with a guy with a voice so distinct, so badass. Like, I don't even try to go in that realm. We have similar tone.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, there's some songs I can't sing.
Sure.
On Crossroads. A Crossroads, you can't teach me lots of lessons.
Yeah,
that higher part.
Yeah,
I like to. If I'm singing it with somebody, if we were singing it together, I'd let you take that part, and I would go, and then I could go. But you just can't live in Texas or something.
I would break it up. Yeah.
I know what I'm doing it so long, John. You know what you're good, where your strengths and weaknesses are, and you work on the strengths and. You practice on the weaknesses to get them better, but you know, in your mind, you know exactly what's up.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that because,
it's funny that you mentioned that song because
a few years ago I toured with Ian Moore and we used to do that song in the encore and I used to have to sing the high harmony on that. And
oh, you did?
Yeah. It was pretty hard. I used to have to stand really far back because I had to do it really loud. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can bring a lot of gold and but you just live in Texas. I mean, yeah. that's the high shit. That's what I'm not getting, but that is the. So, you know, he had a distinct, strong voice. All I wanted to do was capture the vibe, and I think I did that. Now, on my originals, I know it all in here. I know what I'm, you know, like, I don't have to sing in a specific style. The vibe, I want to capture a vibe, but the vocals are going to be, you know, a little more, because I'm singing it. I know what I want. And also, I've got some great players. I've got a couple really good bass players. So,
and Ash?
I'm actually, go ahead.
Is Ash is living up there?
Ash is great.
Yeah.
Ash is great. No, man, he plays the guitar tones on that. You know what it is? I think Johnny Two, besides his playing and his tone, because, you know, people have their tone. I think by not adding distortion, because it was Friendly Folk Records. So what I wanted, and you know what's funny? You're going to laugh about this. When I was first talking to the guy about doing a rock and roll record with big guitars, but acoustic, right?
Yeah.
You know, just think instead of having Aerosmith doing electric guitars or, you know, Kiss, two guitar thing, it's Kiss, but two acoustic thing.
Right.
Making a big acoustic sound. He sends me an example. And you know what? He goes, like this band? He sent me Days of the New. You know that band member?
And it
is acoustic rock.
Right.
And it was funny, and I go, I told him, kinda, but way bigger drums, way bigger, more layered guitar, kind of that idea, but not really. Yeah. More bigger than that. So,
So on the new record, you're playing, it's more of like a country rock feel, your new record?
Yeah, it's all going to have an acoustic vibe, Johnny. Since it's Friendly Folk, like, even with my newest original or the original stuff, I'm going to keep it either clean guitar, electric tone, or clean acoustic, and just layer. Because you know this, John. When you're not fighting distortion, you have a lot more audio window to not smash everything and crowd everything up. There seems to be something about layering an acoustic guitar really nice on top of each other. You can hear every guitar.
Yeah.
The little ting that he's doing on track
exactly.
two.
Oh, exactly, sure.
The little ding.
Yeah.
And not saying you can't on electric. I mean, you can. But the cleaner tone comes through.
Yeah.
That's all.
Totally.
So, talking about Ash, he knocked it out of the park. I really, because, well, so this first CD was a family put together with me and him, and I would sing and play drums, and he would play the guitar, so he had a good guitar part. That's how we laid down the tracks. But the next one, I'm going to build it all myself, because I know it's the bass, I know the drums, I know that if I could just get in there and do a few things. Now, once I get, okay, here's the difference. We made the first one we made together.
Right.
Right, with some people. This next one, I'm going to make, get it all correct, then get Ash, then get my friends when it's all the way I want it.
Right.
First, let me get in there. Let me get what I need out of it. Let me pull everything that I want, put, you know, all the ideas and put everything. Because, you know, the thing I love about the studio, it's an audio painting, but you can actually, like, instead of if you mix too wrong of a color, you have to go over it. If you have a bad tattoo, you have to put a you can just take it off.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that
is. So you listen, anything that clashes, nope, right there. Or even say, you've had this too, I'm sure, you have a cool guitar part, the first part or the second part's brilliant, but there's some clashes in maybe the first part or the second part. Man, the first part's brilliant. So you keep that. You just take it out when it clashes and keep that beautiful part in there.
Yeah.
I love doing that. I love Johnny. I love everything about music. I love performing. I love I love creating. I like to, like, I'm really into writing songs with people. I love to just go, here's this. Can you get me over the bridge?
Yeah.
That's such a good thing. So, yeah, I'm into it all. I've always have been, you know, John.
You always have been.
You know this. Well, you're a lifer. I'm a lifer.
Lifers.
If you stopped doing what you've done back in that, you wouldn't have had this success you've had. Okay. So with Pariah, it was a crossroads in a sense for me. Okay, Shannon, the band's not around. You know, what happened to Sims and everything? All this stuff. Well, what are you? you a musician, or did you just get in this because you kind of got into this situation and, oh, well, it took off. Oh, well, it got popular. Oh, you got signed. You know, we were all trying to get signed back in the day, you know, right. And it's like, and it happened quick without even really trying. Three guys from high school practicing until it got popular and we got two other guys.
That's
all, you know. So when that ended, I told myself, well, Shannon, what are you? Just, you know, why are you in this? You know, I mean, I never was in it to be, you know, a rock star. I know you're going to be broke before you see money. I get all that. But yeah, when you're 20, you know, like I did the first record, the first major label we did, we're all 21, 22. And so by that time, of course, you think you know everything. You think you know everything, but you don't, you know. It was a good learning experience. But I asked myself, are you a musician? So yeah, I'm a musician. That's what I do. Okay. And so, by never stopping, good things have happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've done this too, Johnny.
Yeah.
We've all been in it. For our love of the music, we go in bands that are good. We've been in bands where you just, you know, and you do it because you're in the bands that you like the music for, you, so you're in it. But they all do this or that.
Yeah.
And
you got to ride the wave,
man. You do it because you love it.
Yeah.
That's right. Also, here's some other inspiration. I don't know if you do this. If you ever get, like, I got burned, so I moved, right? But if you ever get, like, oh, well, is I doing this? I think to myself, man, I was in my room listening to Kiss, listening to Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Made me want to do it. It made me excited and want to do it. Now, I knew later that it was work. It's actually work.
Yeah.
But the first inspiration was, that looks cool. That's exciting. I want to do it. And I listened to nothing but Kiss for years. And just like, so I go back to that, John. If you ever need to get a little kick in the butt, hey, why are you doing this? Or what, you know, like if you just ask yourself your question, be your counselor, your own counselor, and go, oh, that's right, because I love music, because I love the people that inspired me to do it.
Right. Yeah. I try to connect as much as I can with the guy that was 13 in the garage with his friends. You know?
That's right.
Like, try to remember what that guy was thinking when he went in to do it. Just like, I just want to make noise and have fun.
You know about this, Johnny. Okay, you've been signed. I'll tell you something you just touched on. It starts off, you tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
It starts off as three guys, four guys, right? Friends, mm-hmm. your friends, and you're, once you get signed, you know what Sims used to tell me? You know what everybody used to tell me? Now that we're signed to Geffen, Shandon, Def Leppard is your competition. Da, 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 da. That's scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
Went from you're having your friends and you did it because you love to have fun with them. Your gigs were fun,
right.
And there were parties and fun. To now, it's business. Now the local band that is your, you know, Dangerous Tories or whatever, isn't who you should be looking at. You should be looking at just Def Leppard as your competition.
Yeah. You know? And Kiss.
And that's what did it not get to that, like a little bit from the band, wow, this cool stuff's happening, okay, we're signed. But now when you were signing back then, whatever respect, now Oasis is your Oasis is your competition.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't like that. I'm like, dude, Kurt has a great, I've learned a lot from Kurt. He calls them flukes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if something takes off, a fluke happens. And they like to take credit for when it does, because Kurt has always told me that Backwater took off on it. Backwater took off on its own. It really did. They really didn't have to do very much. It took off on its own. And then yet they were like, we did it, right? We pushed it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, dude,
yeah.
No, I wrote the damn song.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took a lot of credit for it when they didn't do anything for it.
Okay, so I know you're on Friendly Folk Records. It's your manager's label. But are you at this point in sort of where the business is at, are you happy to be in the situation where you can call the shots yourself and decide what it is that you want to do, make records the way you want to make them and the pace that you want to make them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. Because also everybody should really, but here's the difference. When you put out your CD and you do it all yourself, that's all cool and everybody should. But it does help a little bit, man, to have somebody behind you with some plan too. It's just nice. It's just, you know, so that was a little bit different. It, like the difference this time is not only am I in a new place with new open doors, but even if I would have been in Austin, to have somebody help me with an idea and promote and just get, you know, do what they, I've never, dad never really had a band, you know, like, but he couldn't really, his dad was, didn't wanted to do this and then to do that. Just, they kind of focus your, they focus you, if they're the right kind, they can focus your career. And sometimes probably dad could have used that focus because he was so, I'm doing country, now I'm doing rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm doing crypto. Now I'm doing this. See, it wasn't, Johnny, you remember back then, that wasn't the norm. It's the norm now.
Yeah.
But not in the 70s.
Yeah, definitely. Man, I think about those times when, I mean, we played together. We've both been in this thing for so long, and we played with so many people. We were in the band Sunshine together.
Yeah.
I joined your band for a while, and I was thinking about that yesterday, and I was thinking about my favorite part, and the thing I remember the most was the hang, like the rehearsals. And you were always somebody that was always so positive and had so much great energy, and I just always have had a great time hanging out with you. And the times that I got to spend with your dad, I'll always remember because he was such a special dude, too, you know? There's this great energy you
well,
got.
You know, sorry. Hey, do you remember?
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Do I remember?
Yeah, I hear you. No, you're right. But I get that. It's like a psalm enthusiasm. You know, that's all I'm trying to do. Like, if I can come, I might. There's a small chance I might get on ACL because – things opened up in Austin too, like the guy Brendan from C3. He's like, "Hey man, I'll tell you this story. It's kind of trippy." He goes, "Hey, anytime if I could kind of help you a little bit, let me know." And I said, "Hey, that's funny. I actually asked you guys probably about 10 years ago if y'all wanted to do something, and I never heard back." He goes, "Well, we have a bunch of new people actually working that are totally into Austin music scene now. I guess a few people that were back 15 years ago, they're about it now. It seems to seem like they've come full circle and they love, you know, they know how special Austin's musicians and stuff are." So, and I said, "Well," he goes, "maybe I can probably get you on the small stage at ACL." And I go, "That would be great." And I even told him, you know, I'm humble there, John. And I said, "I don't want any special favors. I just want to play. I just want to do some show."
Yeah. Yeah, that's man.
It. You know?
Yeah.
I don't need Brown in it. I don't need Brown M&M's. You know, give me my kombucha. Maybe some kombucha.
Yeah.
Maybe some kombucha and an ounce of weed or something. You know? But anyways, but yeah, it's great. Just like, because I don't drink, you know, I don't drink alcohol. I've never done hard drugs. I've never. So Amsterdam's perfect for me in that sense because I do like to smoke, but I've never done hard drugs. I've never snorted anything. Done mushrooms a few times, smoked pot, and it's perfect. It's right up my alley. Like, I have a funny little story. I took a nap a while back, and I slept all day, right? Slept all day, and I got up at about 1. I got up at about 12:45. The coffee shops close at 1, right, in the morning. And I got on my bike. I hit last call. I hit last call at the coffee shop right before they closed. We're talking minutes. They were already closing the door and starting to clean up. And I'm like, hey, one more. And I went back home. I'm hanging with my cat. You know, I brought my cat with me, flew with me.
Oh, you did? Awesome.
Yep. Uh-huh. My other cat had passed when I was over here. She was 19. So she had lived a long time. But when I was over here, I got really devastated. And my friend said, "Man, she was too old to come over anyways, even if you could. So why don't you get a new one with has the back, the chip?"
Yeah.
And it worked out perfectly. Austin Pet Relocators, I think off Brazos or South First, they were perfect. Everything they said, they didn't lie to me one time. It was great. Shandon, you're going to get there at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, oh, to tell you, the KLM is really good with animals. So I went on KLM. I'll tell you a great story. Me and Nene. Nene's my cat. So I rented a car, and I tell you, Johnny, the day before I left, I was still cleaning my apartment. Like, I had to leave at 7 in the morning. I was up at 4 in the morning scrubbing and vacuuming. I'm not kidding. Boom. 7 comes around. Time to go. Put her in the thing. We go from Austin to drive to Houston in a rent-a-car.
Uh-huh.
I drop her off at the pet relocator. So what had happened is I went on KLM. She was in the plane with me. Mm-hmm. But in cargo.
Okay.
And they're really good with animals. They strap them down so in case they don't
turbulence.
And
yeah.
They Yeah, they strap them down. They have a great record. So what had happened is I get there. I go through customs. I go and get my clothes. I mean, I go and drop off my clothes at my apartment. About 2 hours later, bling, bling. Oh, yes, so this is Shundan. I'm like, yeah. You can pick up Nene now. I'm like, oh, really? Like, it's all cool? Like, there's no problem. She's not like, nope, come pick her up. Dude, I did a freaking happy dance. I was like, I'm in Amsterdam. I'm going to pick up my cat. It's beautiful, Johnny. Life's beautiful. Did you know my landlord has my exact same birthday?
Wow. Stuff is so meant to be going there. Yeah.
What is going on, Johnny? Like, even Marcel, my immigration guy, was just like, oh, and I forgot to tell you one last Doug story. So Marcel, he walks me through everything. He goes, look, we need to go to this place. And what they call it, Johnny, is it's the World Trade Center. It's a joke. Hold on. But it's the World Trade Center of the Netherlands. Okay. And all it is outside of Amsterdam, there's a bunch of office buildings, okay, stuck together.
Right.
Well, they call that a joke, but the World the Netherlands World Trades, whatever, with that place. So we go there. And what it was Marcel said, hey, look, we're going to go to this place and get you a number that you need for your visa, whatever. Because if I did it by mail, it would take 3 weeks long.
Right.
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it would take 3 weeks long. So we go. We go. We get to this place. There's about 60, 70 people working in this government office. Okay. This is going to blow your mind. This is the one last star that lines up. And I'm like, okay, so we fill out the form. We give it to the lady, right? The lady says, and Marcel's with me, right? Because remember, Marcel is with me in all these things. He said, go with this guy. So me and Marcel go with this guy, right? Mm-hmm. To a cubicle, just like the thing. We sit down. He starts looking at my forms, right? And he looks at, and he just kind of, in a joking way, he goes, you know what? You look like some famous singer or something. And I go, that's funny. Well, you know, some people say I look like Iggy Pop. We just laugh. But I go, well, I am here as a musician. I go, but my dad's played here a bunch. I just said that. He goes, oh, really? Who's your dad? And I go, my dad's played the Paradiso and the Milky Way a bunch. And I go, oh, really? Who's your dad? And I said, Doug Somm, not kidding. He goes, oh, no way. And I go, yeah. And he goes, I've seen your dad play many a times. I love your dad. I love Johnny Cash. I love, it blew me away. He works in the government, Johnny.
That's awesome.
He works in the freaking government.
That's awesome. Hey, are you touring around there?
So, Marcia.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, one more time?
No, go ahead and finish your thought.
Go ahead. Am I touring around? Well, anyways, one last to add about is Marcel kicked me and went, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Yeah. Oh, my God. What is going on, Shandon, with this Amsterdam of you? It's just like that. Okay, now, touring. Yes, actually, man, dude, I don't know. You know what's going on, Johnny, and I'll say this. We'll kind of end on this whole note.
Okay.
We all know kind of about life, but I feel – we're all living out our destiny. Whatever the destiny is, we're living it. It's like a movie. Right now, my life is a movie, and the chapters keep getting better. And I don't know. I've always tried to be a good karma guy. I've always tried to pay it forward. So maybe, you know, at times in life, things reward you. And not, yeah, maybe I'm in that time. But
yeah.
I just feel that it's natural now. It's kind of the way I should do it. When I first was doing my solo stuff, I had so many different guys in the bands and changing when I was doing my stuff that it was very like, man, we had one gig we had with Honky that was people still like once in a while, dude, that was a great gig. And then I've had a few really crappy gigs. And I don't want that inconsistency anymore. So if I can get with one guy and be my Garfunkel,
right?
You know, and you know what I'm calling what I do is kind of arena glam folk rock.
Oh, that's good.
I just thought of it. Arena glam folk rock. Or arena rock folk glam.
That's awesome.
So you can look at my boots. If you're bored at the acoustic show, you can always look at my boots.
Yeah, I saw you were wearing the silver platforms even at your acoustic shows.
Hey, if they come to my shows because they love my boots, I don't care. Come to the show. Have fun. If you like the music, if you like the environment, again, it's the Somm environment. I'm just there to go, hey, guys, here's what Dad was like on stage, even though I am not Doug and no one will ever be, but here's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted. You
know? Yeah.
But touring. Okay, so my last thing, and we'll end all this. Boy, another one of those little stars lining up. I just got a call about a week ago, and Kathy, and she goes, hey, Shandon, this guy called interested in booking you. He's from the Netherlands, and he's in one of the biggest booking agents, but he wants to freelance you. He doesn't want to go through the company that he's in.
Right.
So, Johnny, I'm waiting to hear.
Wow.
In the next couple of days, I'm going to tell him, here's my plan. Because I already told me, like Kathy told me, we can get you to do two provinces a weekend. So I'd go up in Groningen Friday and Saturday, play Groningen, play somewhere else. Utrecht, play Utrecht and somewhere else. You know, two provinces a weekend.
Right,
weekend,
right.
12 days, 12 shows spread out every weekend.
Yeah.
But so I'm waiting for him to call and we're going to put a game plan together. I'm going to tell him where I'm at, and that's where we're at right now, Johnny. Things have been working really good. And you know what? If you just go forward and you just concentrate and you don't look back or ever try to rest on any laurels or go, wow, I did that. Like everything you do, you know this, Johnny, man. Everything you do is but your resume.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So somebody goes, man, I really like this dude's guitar playing, you or something. I'd love to have him in my band. What has he done? Oh, shit. Cool.
Yeah.
That guy knows, you know. When you look at someone's resume, that's all we're doing. We're just building our resumes, man, our discographies. You know, I've been on four major labels, my friend.
Yeah.
None of them have sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the way it went. I had the chances. I had Pariah. I had Gibby Haynes, which is Warner's. Yeah. And even Golden Lies was on Atlantic. Do you know one cool story about being on Atlantic Records? Dad was also on Atlantic, right, in the 70s? I got to go to that building and walk around, and I could almost feel like, because it looked still 70s inside, that I could almost see Dad walk around the corner with Jerry or Wex or going, hey, man, no, we just finished up solid, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was, yeah.
So, that's
anyways,
awesome.
That's how life is, but you know. You know this, Johnny. Life is what you get out there. If you put out negativity, you get it back. I just want to give you a good time, have fun, and sing with passion. That's all I try to care about. Kurt Cobain, my friend, he said it best. Doesn't matter how sloppy something is, as long as it's good and it has passion.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Well, dude, people can find your Psalm Covers Psalm at bandcamp.com. They can find you at the Friendly Folks Record website. And oh, you're sending them, they're going to be in Waterloo?
But in Austin.
Fantastic.
I got Antones and Waterloo.
Great. So you can pick those up if you live in Austin.
And all the radio stations. Yes, you can. You can pick them up at Waterloo and Antones. And all the radio stations should have it. Loris, KGSR and Localix has it. Sun Radio has it. Mike Buck has it. You know, all our friends that are in radio have it now.
Yeah.
So hopefully you will hear a song just flipping channels. You might hear something. So
yeah.
Well, Ted from Under the Stars.
Oh, nice.
Are excellent.
Yeah. And you're.
I'm thankful for all them.
Yeah. Well, we all miss you. I know that I do. Let me ask you this real quick. When is your next EP? When do you think it'll come out?
I'm going to try. Oh, that's going to be at the end of the year, but I'm going to start recording. In July, I'm going to start putting it down, and then probably October or something. But, you know, one thing I wanted to add to all this is you are the company that you keep. You know, surround yourself with people that genuinely, passionately love what they do. I tell people all the time, whether it's a band or a girl or whatever, you know, I don't have an agenda. My agenda is to, like, live life, live out my destiny. There's something going on here, and it's going really good, and I just want to keep in that nice little mode, because nothing ever stays like that. But right now, like ever since I moved here, the doors and the next door opens and the next door opens, and it's blowing my mind, Johnny. And that's why I would say one last thing we could say is to anybody, you know, even, you know, you, whoever, if you ever get, because you're good, I love the way you write songs, I love our Austin friends, do you know how great, how killer amplified he, you, any of these guys would do here. They would love it because
I need to come out
it's
there.
Real.
Yeah.
It's real. Johnny, you can totally – I have a – that Milo Milo, I can set you up a show anytime.
Awesome.
But man, those bands, all our friends' bands, all these good bands would kill here.
Yeah.
They would totally do good. Why? Because the Dutch love tech. They just particularly like Texas music.
Yeah.
But they love it because it's real.
Yeah.
Like you don't – I mean – these Dutch love Texas, man. They come over to Texas. I went and saw Doug Somm Hill and Stevie Ray Vaughan statue.
Yeah.
And I ate alligator and all this stuff. Like, they love it. It's new to them.
Yeah.
It's new to them.
Yeah.
So they love it. And so, you know what, Johnny? I think it would be good. Carolyn Wonderland did that a little bit. You know about her Wonder Jam in Amsterdam?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, man, I wish you could have kept it going because she had something for a while that like we could probably pick up or something where you can try to invite 10 people and Yuri at Milo will give us a night, any night.
Yeah.
So man, we ever could get like, you know, our little crew of people come over, play songwriter circle, whatever it is that you do in Austin.
Yeah.
Just do it here.
That would be fantastic, man. Well, I'll definitely look into coming out and visiting you, man. It's been great catching up. And this EP, Psalm Covers Psalm, is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, man. It's just a labor of love. It was a labor of love. Like I said in that article, you know, it is truly out of love. I'm not, you know, this isn't really a tribute thing. When I wore the hat, that really was a one-time thing. I don't dress like that when I play live. I mean, you know that.
Yeah,
I'm just telling people, the lay people.
Yeah.
That was something because everyone said, you always look like that. Okay, let's do one little retro shot, and there we go.
And I remember your dad coming to some of the Sunshine shows, and I remember hanging out with both of you guys together. And you guys, I always thought of what a great fortune you had to have such a great connection with your dad, no matter who he is. Just your father-son connection was always very inspiring and beautiful to be around.
Well, Johnny, we had there's things in everybody's family, but my parents got divorced when I was three, right? So I was born in California. Then we moved to San Antonio in like 71, 72. And what I remember growing up is just like in that documentary. I don't know if you've seen the documentary.
Yeah, I did.
But it's like Sean, my brother. Okay, you know when Sean goes, Mom's tired of that hippie crap. You're going to cut your hair and you're going to go to school on time. And that was that.
Yeah.
Then we go to Austin with Dad on the weekends and it was hippie, feral, eat whatever you want, breathe bratty and just, you know.
Yeah.
And so we had those. Dude, I remember it's Friday. I'd be at school going, oh my God, Dad's picking us up today. And all three Psalm kids, we would go. And then on Sunday was the bummer.
Because
you had to go back to school for Monday.
Yeah.
So that's the way I lived for a long, long time. And you know what? Let me tell you one more funny thing. You're going to love this. You're going to get a good laugh. Dad had a lot of girlfriends. We all know that.
Right.
You know, he had a lot of girlfriends. So one time, there would be a bunch of times where he would come to pick the kids up, right, with his girlfriend. But what happened? Well, he ain't going to hang out. He ain't going to come over there with his girlfriend and mom there, right?
Yeah.
Right? So he would drop his girlfriend. And this is God's honest truth, man. Dad would drop his girlfriend off his set. You're going to get what I'm about to say, right? He would drop his girlfriend off at 7-Eleven, and she would wait there for like 15, 20 minutes while we went. And she picked us up, and then we'd come back in the car, and then we'd go and pick her back up at 7-Eleven.
Well, your dad
would pick her up, back up at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, your dad knew what was good for him.
Can you believe that? Oh, he didn't want to fight.
No.
Yeah, my mom would have been, that bitch, who's that bitch?
Yeah, one of the phrases that one of the phrases that I picked up from the Genuine Cosmic Groove, the Doug Somm documentary, a term that I've been using since I saw it is groove tax.
Oh, is that not the fucking truth?
That's the best. It comes into mind all the time.
A groove tax is anything that, let's just remind the artists and lay people, a groove tax is anything that takes you out of your groove your music group, anything that takes you out of your world that you live in. Oh shit, I got to go to the dentist, or I got to do this. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we all know Johnny, just one last thing. The guy never went to a doctor. This is another, you know, maybe sometime we'll talk about that in another thing. Cause
right.
we have a, there's a lot to talk about, but yeah, Dad never went to a doctor. He had undiagnosed high blood pressure. So what had happened to him was going to happen sooner or later.
Right.
But he then goes up to New Mexico when you have a heart thing up in elevation.
Yeah. No. No.
What? WTF, Johnny?
Yeah.
What the hell? So there's some things that just don't make sense about what happened the day he died. Does not make sense. Huh. Blows my mind. Wait, you went up in elevation. Oh, yeah, that's right. You hadn't been to a doctor in 20 years. You had undiagnosed high blood pressure.
Right.
Perfect ingredients.
Yeah.
Put it in that blender, right? We're not dumb. Yeah. We've had a lot of our friends die. Actually, a lot of them have been dying from colon cancer.
Yeah.
Margaret, I miss her dearly.
Yeah.
My friend Shirley, colon cancer. And what happens? I have a little pain. I go in to get it checked out. Oh, you're in stage 4 colon cancer. You've been in stage 4 for about a year. That's what's been going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to check out things before they happen. Did you know before I came here, Johnny, I got a full blood work. I got everything done.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't want to come over here and have to pay a major groove tax.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't want to come over here and pay a groove tax at all. Well, man, it's been great catching up with you. And I love you. And I want to come out and visit you. I need to get my shit together and get out there.
And you know what? I'll extend something else more to you, my friend.
Yeah.
I have a blow up sleeping bag thing.
And oh, great.
It's comfortable on any floor. Just come over. Just get a ticket. Come over with your guitar. You can stay at my house for a couple of days. Me and my cat, me and you can play guitars and listen to rock and roll.
That sounds great. That sounds great, dude. Yeah, man. All right,
man. Does that not sound like a Doug Somm approved group?
Yeah, that does. That sounds like a Doug Somm approved group.
And a Johnny approved group. I mean, come on.
And a Shandon approved group.
The reason why I moved here, I wanted to be surrounded by art and music. Art and music.
Yeah.
Shopping strip malls.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Well, I'm glad you're happy and healthy. It's great to
see Mercury statues.
Yeah. It's great to see you so happy and healthy. Yeah.
The music scene is fertile for us guys, man.
Good.
Oh man, it is. It's fertile for us because there are so many open mic nights.
Uh-huh.
There's some open mic nights I can take you to where you just show up and you sign up and go, okay, in about 20 minutes you can play 3 songs.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. That's rad.
Yeah, so I'll show you around all that, Johnny.
All right. Well, man, have a great...
I got one question for you.
What's that?
One question.
Okay.
Was that the last time you were in Amsterdam, was with Danny?
Yep. It was a long time ago. More than 20 years ago.
It's changed so much. You know, it's open now everywhere. It just like America, you can. It's awesome. You can go from Munich to Amsterdam. You can drive just like you drive in America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Open borders. Well, they sure work really nice in Europe.
Yeah.
You don't have to stamp every time you go into Munich, every time you go into Brussels. It's like America, except from state to state, it's country to country.
Yeah, that's rad.
Thank you. And Johnny, I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank anybody that's listening, because you know what you're doing is a very cool thing. You are letting people know, artists that you like and everything, what they do and how they do it.
Yeah.
That's a great. And so when I first saw you were doing this, I really had I had a smile on my face. I was just like, you know what? That is a cool thing to do. I would have probably done that eventually.
Yeah.
I would love to produce bands. I would love to kind of, you know, it's all about the music brings us all together.
Yeah. The community.
Music. The music, the eternal language of the soothes the savage beast. Yeah. All right, man. It's good to see you. And you know what? One last thing I'll say. It's nice to be away for a little bit, but I miss my friends. But it is kind of funny how when you leave, people kind of appreciate you more.
Yeah.
They kind of like, they miss you.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that. You know, people, it happened with Dad. I'm sure they went. Well, I can go see Doug Somm play next week at Anson's.
True.
You know?
That's true.
But he was one of the cast, so it's different. But it is like that. We are spoiled a little bit. And when you come over here, you'll just know. It's like, yes, perfect ground to create. That's all I'll say.
Good, man. All right, man. Well, love you. Take care.
All right, Johnny. Love you guys.
Bye, buddy.
And thanks for this little bit, and I love you.
Thanks. Love you too, buddy. Well, it sounds like Amsterdam really does agree with my dear old friend Shandon Psalm. His new EP, Psalm Covers Psalm, covering the music of his dad, Doug Psalm, is available now wherever it is you stream and download your jams. Shandon Psalm, he's on Friendly Folk Records. Look for a new album coming out from him later on this year. Genuine Cosmic Groove is the name of that documentary that we were talking about. You should get out there and see it. You can find it on Amazon. It's great, great documentary about his dad. Anyway, great catching up with Shandon. You might remember him from those bands Pariah, and of course his 13 years with the Meat Puppets, played with Gibby Haynes, and so many more. Such a great drummer, such a great dude. I miss him from our time in the band Sunshine. All right? Don't forget to get out there and check out Psalm Covers Psalm. Great EP. I love Doug Psalm's music. I love Shandon Psalm. I love Shandon Psalm doing Doug Psalm's music. All right? Get out there and check it out. Don't forget, when you're out there checking out Shandon Psalm Covers Psalm, if you're finding it on Spotify, you can find How Did I Get Here on Spotify. You can also find us on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts, on Android Podcasts, on iTunes, on TuneIn, on Overcast. Basically, anywhere you find podcasts, you'll get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. Me talking to some great musician, hopefully as good as Shandon Psalm. What a great guy. Love that dude. Miss him. I got to get out to Amsterdam, man. I think he really wants me to go out there. You heard it. It was an invitation. Thanks for doing the show, Shandon. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great, great day, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down. All my friends.